You're listening to the Onega Buffaloes Locker Room Chats. Mike Smith back here, joined by Onega Boys head coach Luke Baxter. Coach, you split your last two games, a 60-55 win at Burn, and then a 46-44 loss on the road at Valley Heights. A couple of contests that maybe were close there for you, and you've had a little couple close contests in the last few games for you. What maybe stood out in those two contests?
Our last interview, Mike, I talked about how I'd like to see us finish games when we have a 7, 8, 9, 10-point lead, you know, the few minutes left, and all year we do that, we get a lead, and then we kind of let a team get back into it, tie it up, or even take the lead, and we have to make some, last-minute shot to win the game, and it makes the games really exciting, but we've been doing that all year, and, you know, at Valley Heights, it caught up with us. We had a 7-point lead with about a minute and a minute and a half, actually. We had a 7-point lead with about 50 seconds left, and we missed our free throws, they made their shots, and they stole the ball at the end and scored, and that was the game. I had a feeling that was going to happen to us at some point. I'm kind of glad it happened to us then, and maybe not in sub-state. Maybe the kids learned from that we need to take care of the basketball, but that's what really stood out to me the most in that game. You know, we took care of the basketball for the most part. We didn't shoot the ball real well, and I didn't really have us prepared to play for that game. Not like I should have, so I got to take a lot of the blame. But shots didn't really fall, and then, we were in position to win the game, and then got to give credit to Valley Heights. They came ready to play, and they got a dip at the end when they had to.
Well, you sit at 14-5 on the season. You started the season off 6-0. You faced a little bit of adversity throughout the season trying to find depth for your squad, and I know you missed a few players for some games. Looking at the season, I know it's not over yet. You got one more game here tonight against Centralia and then postseason play. But if you were to look at the season thus far, overall, how do you feel that your season has been?
You know, I'm pretty happy. It's been a success. You know, you kind of gauge your season, I do anyway, on those close games where, you win or lose them, and you don't want to be in that many close games, and we didn't have to be. But when it came down to it, we won a lot of those close games. Both overtime games we had this year we won, and both any time it came down to the end, other than probably about the Valley Heights game and maybe the Hanover game, we came through it at the end, and that's a credit to the kids, overcoming a lot of adversity. And we did have a lot of adversity this year at times. And, it's been a success. I think there's a few that we'd like to have back. And we might get a chance in Cincinnati to get one of those games back. And I know the kids are excited about that. But, you know, overall, I'm pretty happy with where we're at. I saw some glimpses of greatness on Friday night. And I think if we can continue from there, I think we could make a good run at possibly maybe making it to the state tournament.
All right, you close out the regular season tonight against Centralia, which will be here on 92.1 KMZA. And then you have Substate coming up. You look to be the number 2 seed with the matchup possibly against Troy in the first round of Substate. What's maybe the focus, though, tonight against Centralia to get prepared for postseason play?
Just come out and compete and take care of the basketball. It's going to be a big game. You know, Centralia, they have still the possibility to win a share of the league title. It's just gonna be an intense game. Guys are gonna get after it. They're gonna want to win the game. We're gonna want to win it, and it's gonna come down to who really wants it. It's gonna be exciting. I know the kids are excited. I'm sure Centralia's excited, this is a big game. It'll be kind of like a sub-state atmosphere, I think, even on a Tuesday night, and hopefully we can carry that over into sub-state and get that at home, and we'll just see what happens.
Well, Coach, this is our last locker room chat of the season. Just want to say special thanks for taking the time to talk Onega basketball with you and here on the radio. It's been a pleasure this season covering you guys, and good luck tonight and in the postseason as well.
Hey, Mike, I appreciate you doing what you do. I know a lot of coaches appreciate that, and I know I do too, and you do an excellent job, and it's been good talking to you this year.
Well, thank you very much, and look forward to seeing you tonight at the game.
We'll see you tonight, Mike.
That was Onega Boys head coach Luke Baxter right there. Onega Buffalo's Locker Room Chat, sponsored by the Insurance Services of Onega.